Sit-Downs. This time check is sponsored by EcoBank. EcoBank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used EcoBank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with EcoBank Rapid Transfer. EcoBank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Battlecry founder urges unity amid Lungu burial impasse. Families and nations concerned with murder cases among couples. And Senegal's ex-president Macky Sall urges peace and diplomacy at UN audition. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Battlecry founder Apostle O'Brien Mayambu has urged Zambians to remain united and uphold love and respect, despite holding divergent views over the ongoing burial impasse of former President Edgar Lungu. Apostle Mayambu said while citizens are entitled to express different opinions on the matter, it is important to avoid promoting hate and division on the burial impasse. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu cautioned that emotions surrounding the issue remain sensitive, especially as an amicable resolution between government and the family of the former head of state has not yet been reached. He stressed the need for Zambians to exercise patience and allow the concerned parties to conclude discussions without promoting hate. What must prevail is giving room for the two parties to conclude the matter while Zambians wait for a dignified burial of the former head of state, said Apostle Mayambu. Apostle Mayambu further called on citizens to remain calm and united, regardless of the different views on how the matter has been handled.
All Zambians to remain calm and peaceful as we wait on the government and the Lungu family to finalize on the burial arrangement of the late former Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu.
Kafue District Health Director Sydney Hamsonde has raised concern over the growing misuse of emergency contraception, commonly known as morning after pill, linking its abuse to rising cases of infertility and other reproductive health complications. Dr. Hamsonde says the contraceptive is increasingly being used incorrectly, with many people treating it as a routine birth control method rather than the emergency intervention it is designed for. Speaking to Zanis in an interview, Dr. Hamsonde warned that the misuse of the drug can lead to hormonal imbalances, irregular menstrual cycles, and complications such as ectopic pregnancies. Dr. Hamsonde added that continued misuse could contribute to long-term fertility challenges among women, stressing the importance of responsible use and guidance from qualified health professionals. Dr. Hamsonde has further urged the public to seek medical advice before using any form of contraception to ensure informed reproductive health decisions. Families and Nations Executive Director Judith Mwila has attributed the rise in reported cases of deaths among married couples to unresolved conflict. Mrs. Mwila has expressed concern that couples have resorted to fighting to resolve their conflicts instead of handling matters amicably. Speaking in an interview with RRC News in Osaka today, Mrs. Mwila said these fights are not only traumatizing their children but also leaving them orphaned, contributing to an increase in the number of street children. It is worrying that couples no longer have the capacity to resolve conflicts among themselves, defeating the whole purpose of undergoing premarital counseling, said Mrs. Mwila. Mrs. Mwila has since advised couples to seek marital counseling if they fail to resolve their differences or to involve family members instead of resorting to violence, which negatively affects children.
Before people get married, Kumangala, they go to the parents, the man goes to propose. So those people who receive these proposals, they are part of that action. They are part of the marriage, so to say. So they should be able to be there as well to help resolve. But the question is there approaches? Do the couple even go forward to ask for help? And if they do, how does that help, you know, come out to be to them? Because it would appear that sometimes you may think, is there any intervention at family level?
Lopla Province Education Officer Grace Sikolongo has underscored the need for stronger regulations to curb substandard, unsafe, expired, defective products and unsuitable services in a bid to protect consumers. Mrs. Sikolongo stressed that enhanced regulation is not only a matter of order, but also of public health and consumer safety. She was speaking in Mansa when officials from the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, and the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, paid a courtesy call on her to brief her on a joint school club's initiative of promoting competition and consumer protection and product safety among pupils in the region. This was on the sidelines of the ongoing 2026 Sulapula Exposition Expo, an investment conference being held under the theme Unlocking Lopula's Potential Investment Opportunities for Sustainable Economic Growth. The nation should not have a situation where traders freely supply all manner of substandard products on the market, unsafe, expired, defective products and unsuitable services on the Zambian market, said Mrs. Sikolongo in a joint statement issued by CCPC and ZICSA to RRC News in Osaka today. She encouraged ZICSA and CCPC to consider collaborating with home economics and business studies teachers in schools, as these educators possess a strong understanding of consumer protection and product safety issues. She urged the two institutions to engage officers at the provincial office level, as well as head teachers in different districts on consumer rights and product safety issues.
But we thank God that it has started, because this good initiative, excellent, versus the mindset, this work you have started. This work has a blessing, because you are now delving into what God requires, that we eat safe food, because we are what we eat. So I agree with you that the kids are very, very good agents of change. When we empower the kids, this information, be assured, these ones are going to the homes and they are making it clear. That is how good the kids are.
In foreign news, Senegal's former president Macky Sall urged peace and diplomacy during his audition to take over as United Nations Secretary General. Macky Sall, one of the candidates of the top UN job, spoke to reporters after an informal dialogue on Wednesday. So was endorsed by Burundi, but neither Senegal nor the African Union is backing his candidacy. When answering a question about tensions involving the United States, Israel and Iran, so called for continued diplomacy and support for mediation efforts led by Pakistan. Coming up shortly, Lebanon accuses Israel of targeting journalists killed in airstrike. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of